There he is.
I will open the Senate Committee for Rules for whatever date it is today. For Wednesday, February 17th, 2010. We only have one item on the agenda. This will be probably the last meeting we have when we only have one item on the agenda until we get to the sign-a-die resolution. Open a work session on Senate Bill 1063. Can the committee administrator give a clear explanation of what this does?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 1063 modifies the date on which regular sessions of the Legislative Assembly are to begin if SJR 41 is passed at the next regular general election. The date will be February 1st, or the first Monday in February, if the date February 1st falls on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It allows the Legislative Assembly to adjourn for more than 3 calendar days during January 2011 and suspend payment for per diem during January 2011 for days during which the Legislative Assembly is in recess if Senate Joint Resolution 41 is not approved at the next general election. There is a fiscal statement attached on the measure, and there is a no revenue impact.
And can we explain that actually the measure is necessary if 41 passes, and it's also necessary if 41 doesn't pass, because we only budgeted for a five month or less session in 2011.
Ted is here.
Okay, questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The reason this bill is here is because this bill assumes we are still tied to the current revenue forecasting model. Is that right?
Yeah. The current revenue forecasting model, even though many of us might want to change some things about it, won't happen until 2011.
But this still makes the legislature completely dependent on the February and May forecasts. That's the adjustment we're making, correct? That's a rhetorical question, correct?
Yes. February, it would be the March forecast, which is actually the one we get in February, and the May forecast.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Okay. And we...
You got a thing going out of your ear.
Okay. Any additional questions?
Carrots.
Close the public hearing.
Oh.
Open a work session. Is there a motion to send to the floor with the due pass recommendation?
Point of order.
Yes.
Just by way of the floor session today, we have not had a public hearing on this. We opened a work session, didn't we?
No, we opened a public hearing.
We had a public hearing?
Yeah, I can open it again. Chairman, you opened a work session.
You opened a work session.
It's been a long day. Thank you, Senator Farioli. I'm going to open a public hearing on 1063. I'm closing the work session. I'm opening a public hearing on 1063. Is there any member of the public that wishes to testify?
Now is your chance.
Is there any member of the state police, former retired state police, that wishes to testify? Or does Mr. Rettlinger want to give us an esoteric discussion of constitutional issues?
Okay. Thank you for that correction.
Without any further, close the public hearing. I will open a work session on SB 1063 and thank Senator Farioli and Senator Atkinson for correctly correcting the chair. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I move Senate Bill 1063 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Burdick has moved SB 1063 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I am going to be a respectful dissenter until I have a conversation with the sponsor of Senate Bill 1063.
Okay. And Senator, can we call the roll just so we'll make it a little more official?
Senator Atkinson?
No.
Senator Burdick?
Aye.
Senator Metzger?
Aye.
Vice Chair Farioli?
No.
Chair Devlin?
Aye. Motion passes. Senator Burdick, will you carry?
I'd be honored, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Committee members, that concludes our business for today. Tomorrow morning, We will be having maybe some bills up for public hearing and work sessions, some just up for public hearing at that time. And then we'll have another meeting sometime in the afternoon, whenever I can find.
Mr. Chair, what was the first part of what you just said?
Tomorrow morning, we have two bills that are already scheduled. We may have more up by tomorrow morning. I'm getting more House bills in our possession.
Don't you love it?
Yes. We're getting more House bills in our possession, but the two bills will still be up that I had up for tomorrow morning for public hearing.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, for your knowledge and enlightenment, Senate Revenue has scheduled a meeting for 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon that is very important for the Chair of Senate
we'll try to avoid
Revenue
that.
To attend.
Yes, to the extent possible.
Well, who's that?
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
Chair distinct.
I didn't want you to believe that it was through neglect that we have not served notice of an intent to file a.
No, I was waiting for it.
Mr. Chairman, there is no intent to file such a report.
Okay. Senator Farioli is getting tired, I think.
No, he's not getting tired.
I know how you feel, Senator Farioli.
Okay. No other business before the committee. I will adjourn the committee for today. We will not have any more meetings today.